What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Everybody should pat themselves on the back because you made it to another Friday. And here we are on a Friday afternoon in the greatest city in the world, New York City. Evan and Tiki on The Fan, and it is a Friday. And while half the city may pack it in and not show up to work, we have a very special Friday program here on Evan and Tiki. Because coming up at 4 o'clock, we crown the king of almost champions as we've been counting down the most beloved almost champions in New York sports over the last 40 years. But that's not all. In 1 hour, you just heard the midday show talking about it. Sal Intellectually Bankrupt Lakata.
Intellectually Bankrupt.
Takes on Sean
I'm a fat moron.
See, he says it, not me. Morash in Tiki Presents Jeopardy. The Jeopardy board is here. Thank you to Tiki.
No, thank you to Tiki's wife. Thank you to Tracy Johnson.
Thank you to Tracy.
She does all of the work. I do nothing except for come up with the questions because that comes from my brain.
I mean, that's a big part of the job, though.
It is probably the most important part of the job, but it looks aesthetically pleasing. And we have an update on our board because it's evergreen now. Mm. It is Velcroed. The topics are Velcroed.
Very nice.
We can reuse this over and over and over again.
So we will have that for you in about an hour, more on it as the show rolls on. But there is one thing that matters coming out of last night. There's one thing that matters this morning, and there's one thing that matters this afternoon. Knicks fans, it's not that you lost to the LA Lakers. I don't need to hear, because you're going to hear it from haters. And while I may be a hater, I call it like it is. Stop listening to this. They can't beat good team garbage. It doesn't matter. You didn't beat the Thunder. Who cares? You haven't beat the Celtics. Who cares? You didn't beat the... It does not matter. That's not the story out of last night. I'm even, because I'm a nice guy, not going to bash Karl Anthony Towns, who put together one of the worst performances he's had all year. Because you know what? Life gets in the way sometimes. And unlike that douche, Draymond Green, I'm going to have compassion and say, Cat may not have been there mentally last night, so I'm going to give him a mulligan. And I'm not even going to get on Mikal Bridges. Last night's loss, and yes, it was bad, I guess, in terms of game action and blowing leads, that ain't the story. The only thing that matters is the ankle of Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Lugauer said it to me privately. He is willing to have his ankle amputated today and have it sent to L.A. so Jalen Brunson can take said ankle. Now, it's a very nice gesture, Tommy. The Knicks have said no thank you. They don't feel your ankle is up to par. But that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah.
And this isn't a good thing. This doesn't help all their guys. No, no. There's nothing good about an ankle injury. There's nothing good about your best player, the undisputed king of New York City, being hurt. So right now, if you're a Knicks fan or a basketball fan, you are praying to the basketball guards that Jalen Brunson is okay.
Well, you're also panicking a little bit, not because the season is close to being over and he's not going to be available for the postseason, but this is starting to feel similar to what happened a year ago with injuries lingering around. We don't know what's fully going on with Josh Hart, especially with the inconsistencies and the lack of confidence from downtown. But we speculated a couple days ago, perhaps it was a lingering whatever patella issue that he has with his knee. We now have Jalen Brunson who's down. Karl-Anthony Towns is fine physically, but he's kind of banged up at least for the last couple of days emotionally. And like the last thing you want is a repeat of what happened a year ago if you're the Knicks. And that is, we're really good. We're right on the cusp. But when we push comes to shove, our guys aren't available.
Right.
Right. OG's coming off that foot issue, which seems to not be an issue. But who knows if it gets if it crops itself back up at the most inappropriate time. So it, to me, it's not something to worry about. It's just in the back of your mind, you're just saying, oh, not again.
No, absolutely. The not again feeling is legit because you hit on it. The Knicks, forget Jalen for a second, are dealing with nagging injuries and guys are playing through it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that piling up once we get to the middle of April. But Jalen Brunson is the engine of this team. He's unquestioned MVP of this team. And we had this argument a couple of weeks ago in terms of, well, who is the MVP? Is it Kat? Is it Jalen? To me, it's not a question. Jalen Brunson is the MVP of this team. All you need to do is watch the final 4 minutes of any close game the New York Knicks play. Because basically their offense,
right,
by Tom Thibodeau, is get the ball to Jalen and he'll do cool stuff. Now, last night, the final few seconds of regulation, the Lakers sent a double, and Jalen made the right basketball decision and got the ball to Josh Hart, who just unfortunately didn't beat the clock. But Jalen Brunson is everything with this team. So hopefully we're going to get an update today, or we're going to get an update tomorrow. And here's what this update's going to mean, because I did some research on ankle injuries. There's a grade 1 ankle strain,
mm-hmm,
or sprain. There's a grade 2 ankle sprain, and there's a grade 3 ankle sprain. And we could take the grades and we could call it something different. So, for example, a grade 1 is 1 to 2 weeks. We call that awesome news. We call that great. Jalen gets a respite, takes a deep breath, screw the West Coast trip. If you lose a few games, you'll survive. And Jalen comes back before the baseball season starts. So grade 1, I say we have a celebration.
Agreed.
Grade 2 is 3 to 6 weeks, and I call that, it's getting a little dicey.
Yeah, but I feel like it'll be on the short end.
You think so? Oh, so the three-week angle of it?
Yes, only because of Jalen Brunson. It's just, he's a dog, as Lugie likes to say, and he always finds ways to push through injuries. We saw it last year.
Yeah.
Right? So I would say 3 weeks, even though he's going to be hampered for the remainder of the postseason if that's the case.
And that's why I give the E reaction right to it. So just to play the calendar game, the NBA playoffs begin in 43 days. That's right. I'm counting it down. In 43 days, the NBA playoffs will begin. Now, technically, the Knicks could begin it in 44 days if they start the postseason on a Sunday for them. But you get the point. We are 6 weeks away. So it's right on the back end of 3 to 6 weeks. That's why I say, in terms of, okay, he should be back for the playoffs, mm-hmm, but you're cutting it close. And you do want Jalen back, not as the playoffs are starting. You'd want him back with a few weeks to spare. And then you've got what I like to call the out-and-out disaster, Giannis stepping on Kyrie-level disaster grade 3 strain, which is 6 to 12 weeks. And if that's the case,
yeah, he's done.
I don't know if I'd say done.
Well, here's the thing.
We're in trouble.
Are they getting through the first round of the playoffs without Jalen Brunson?
It's a great question, Tiki.
And that, I mean, I can't say with confidence that that would be the case.
I think so. Here's what's funny about this. I look at the standings, and I believe that the standings, in a weird way, can be overrated. I've said this a few times. Tommy's kind of argued with me about it, which is fine that if you're the 3 seed, whatever. If you're the 2 seed, whatever. I don't think there's a big difference. I'd even argue there isn't a big difference dropping a 4. You could argue they're better being a 4 seed. You'd avoid the Boston Celtics in the second round of the playoffs. If we're getting into a world in which Jaylen's out, and now you're asking me, hey, are they beating the Pistons? Are they beating the Bucks? Are they beating whomever in the first round without Jalen Brunson? Then the seed matters. Because now it depends on the opponent, right, honestly. But if Jaylen's back for the postseason, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't think it's a big deal if you're the 5 seed. Now, I don't think you're falling to the 5 seed, not suggesting that. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't get nuts about the standings. But if Brunson isn't playing, and now we're breaking down a Nick Piston or Nick Buck or Nick Miami or Nick whatever series without Jalen Brunson, then the opponent makes a big difference. With Jalen, I think you beat him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hear those teams. It's all about the second round with Jalen back. So it's either they play the Cavs or they play Boston. I'm not saying that you look past the first round opponent.
Sounds like you just did.
But unlike in years past where there was a Miami with Jimmy Butler or even the Sixers last year, I kind of put Milwaukee, even Atlanta now after trading Hunter, the Magic are a disaster, Milwaukee. I don't see one team out of that Detroit that stands above the rest that you'd be afraid to play or would give the Knicks a matchup problem.
Without Jalen?
No.
Well, who creates?
I'm saying if Jalen comes back, like you were saying,
gotcha.
In the fifth seed.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if Jalen's back, to me, it's all about the second round. And it doesn't matter who the first round opponent is because you take your chances. If he's out for a month, you live with it because you're not going to be able to control your seeding as much if you don't have your best player.
It's the grade three that you worry about because that pushes him probably not fully healthy into the first round. So he's likely not to play that much, if at all. And then you're worried about who picks up the production for Jalen Brunson in the first round of the playoffs, regardless of who you're playing.
Well, then you could lose the series. I mean, I agree with you not to look ahead or not to be cocky, but if the Knicks have a healthy Jalen Brunson, I don't think being the 4 seed or being the 5 seed makes that big of a difference.
I agree.
It does affect who you play in the second round, and honestly, you may be better off being a 4 or 5 seed because you do avoid the Boston Celtics as opposed to Cleveland despite their 10-game winning streak.
I was just about to say, I've been reluctant to put Cleveland in that tier one, but they win every single night.
Yeah.
So at some point here, you got to just say that the Cleveland Cavs are as good as Boston.
I think you can say that, but also simultaneously say, I feel better in a series against Cleveland than I do Boston.
Yeah, because you've seen Boston win an NBA title.
Yeah, and in your gut, if you said, who's better, Boston or Cleveland?
Boston.
Everybody's going to say Boston.
Yes.
Mainly because of the defending champions, but also they just feel like it.
Absolutely.
And they've proven it. And they're battle-tested. Look, I mean, it took them a long time to get to and win a championship.
Yes.
And a lot of the team is seasoned while still being young to being a championship quality team, whereas the Cavs haven't done it yet.
Right,
now, they're good. They got the roster to do it, but they haven't done it yet.
They're basically, and the Knicks too, you could argue, are in the process of being Bostonified.
Yes.
It took the Celtics a while. Maybe this is the year Cleveland puts it all together. I don't know, but if you ask me, and I think you will ask most other basketball fans, they're going to take the Celtics. They're the team to beat in the East. So falling seed-wise, because Jalen's out for a few weeks, is just not that big of a deal. Now, that doesn't mean when you watch them tonight against the Clippers, you don't care. Of course you care. But I just don't think that's the death sentence. The death sentence is if Jalen Brunson is not playing on April 19th. That's the death sentence. If Jalen Brunson is not healthy and leading this team in the playoffs, that's where you get worried. Because ultimately, and I guess this is where you pivot a little bit to Mr. Karl-Anthony Towns, I have personally been very critical of how he disappears in the final few minutes of games.
Yeah.
And I'm going to exclude last night because you know what? Last night he had a rough night to begin with. God knows what's on his mind considering the personal issues he's been dealing with. So I'm going to look at last night and say, I'm not counting that. I'm looking at every other night. And you could argue it's Jalen Brunson and the offense runs through him and basically it's Jalen running the show. Well, for the next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, we'll see. This is Cat's team.
Yeah.
And so in these close games late, all the criticisms I've laid at the feet of Karl-Anthony Towns, there are no excuses.
Right, but is this Cat's game? I know he's a big who can distribute, but is he creating like Jalen Brunson creates? It's what we're going to find out. I'm asking this question not knowing the answer and just questioning whether or not his game evolves in the absence of Jalen Brunson to be that distributor.
Well, he's not Jalen Brunson from that standpoint, but in the final 4 or 5 minutes of games where the Knicks have been great really until last night, they've been electric. They've been one of the more clutch teams in the league. In fact, when they've lost all these games to good teams, they haven't been close games, right?
They haven't blown out.
They haven't lost a close game to Boston.
No.
But they have been so good in these close games. What will Cat do now when they play a close game, let's say tonight, against the LA Clippers? Now, he's not Jalen Brunson, but can he find ways late in games to not disappear?
Well, this is where he gets to truly prove, because I think he's disproved that whole Jimmy Butler nonsense from their interactions in Minnesota, not being a dog, not being someone who's emotional on the court and can step up in the moment, because he's done that for a lot of the season. But now he gets a chance to disprove that notion publicly because everybody will see it. Right, I know Miles McBride, Deuce is a good player, but he's not Jalen Brunson filling in for him. And so if there is the alpha that's going to be on the court scoring-wise, it's got to be Cat, and he's going to get a chance to be the man for the first time this season. And if he does it, then Knicks fans, don't worry. If he doesn't and he shrinks a little bit, then you got to be worried.
Well, it makes you also confident. Let's say he is the alpha that they're going to need him to be over the next few weeks. It makes you feel better about what he can be when Jalen Brunson comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've noticed it, and I know it hasn't been a big deal because the Knicks win these close games, but the guy's a non-factor in the final few minutes of games. He just is. And so maybe that confidence changes if he can have success in a role like this. The one guy I don't want to hear about as far as being the alpha is concerned, because he's not, and I know full well he's not, is Mikal Bridges. Now, does Mikal Bridges need to be better? Yes, he does. Does Mikal Bridges need that to not disappear throughout games? Yes, he does. But if you think for a second that the alpha these close games can be Mikal Bridges, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you.
Well, maybe he does step into that role. I didn't even think about him being that guy, because that's what he was asked to do when he was in Brooklyn.
Had that
right? I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but it's a different... I mean, you're also in Brooklyn where...
What?
Like, halfway through the season, you're like, what the hell are we out even out here for? We know we're not good enough to win these games. But now he's in New York, and they're a good squad, and they're well-coached, and the expectation from the fans and media and everybody else, even internally, is extraordinarily high. And so you find out a lot about yourself when it gets put on your plate, and you have to help raise the bar for the occasion. So maybe he does. I didn't even think of him because we keep talking about Cat and Jalen Brunson's absence, but maybe it is Mikal Bridges.
Who needs to step up? And to the Knicks fans out there, forget the loss. Don't let the loss bother you. I'm telling you, you'll forget about it in a few days like it didn't happen. This is all about the ankle of Jalen Brunson, when he will come back, and how they replace him if, God forbid, he's out for a while. How worried are you? We'll hear from the Knicks fan at 888-808-1019. And we will also hear from somebody else. Late in yesterday's program, we heard from Draymond Green. He had something to say about Karl Anthony Towns. He had something very ignorant to say about Karl Anthony Towns. Well, after the Golden State Warriors, it may have been before the game. I'm not actually sure if it was before or after, but that's irrelevant. Let's just say after. After the Golden State Warriors survived the test from the Brooklyn Nets in Brooklyn, Draymond was informed about how ignorant he was, and I thought it was fascinating on how he would handle kind of explaining himself for what he said yesterday about why Karl Anthony Towns missed the game against the Warriors and what he would say once he was told the truth. We'll take a listen to what Draymond Green had to say. We'll get to your Knick telephone calls. Jalen Brunson is out, but for how long? And that glass will break as soon as we get a firm update on the x-rays and the MRI that will determine the severity of the ankle sprain Jalen Brunson is dealing with. Tiki Jeopardy, Sal versus Sean in a half hour. We'll get to the Knick calls in a second. Jalen Brunson dealing with an ankle injury. Hopefully there'll be an update today. X-rays and MRI to determine how severe it is. But before the Knicks played this game against the Los Angeles Lakers, a West Coast game that ended after 1 o'clock in the morning, Draymond Green made some news because he decided to troll Karl Anthony Towns for not playing in the Warriors game. Now, we know that Cat missed it due to personal reasons. There was a death. I'm not sure if the death was in his family. I know his girlfriend was talking about it, so right. I don't know the specifics. But obviously, it was tough. It was a tough moment for Cat. He wasn't at the game. So Draymond Green came out on his podcast and said, yeah, you know, I'm hearing the rumors. I'm hearing the rumors that he's afraid of Jimmy Butler. That's what I'm hearing. So we played this late in yesterday's show, and we both agreed he was just being a trolling douche and that he was trying to be funny. So last night, he was informed about why Cat did miss the game, and I think his answer tells us a lot about Draymond Green. Take a listen.
Did you have your reaction today to your comments about Cat?
No.
And are you aware of what the circumstances were?
No. No. What's the circumstance?
Apparently he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, you know, send my well wishes to him and his family. You know, none of us... It's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another, and we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on.
So
I definitely
yeah.
You know, wish him well. And,
oh, nice.
wish their family well and grieving, you know, because we all go through that. And it's never easy for anyone. But the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis will go on.
Okay. There's a lot here.
Come on, Draymond.
Let's start with, did Draymond Green literally go into that press conference not knowing? No one in his life, no one, none of his teammates corrected him and said, hey, by the way, Dre, just want to let you know, Cat missed the game due to this as opposed to that. Was he playing ignorant, like, I'm just playing a game, or was he truly ignorant? That's, let's start there.
I mean, he said he didn't know, so you guess you have to take him at his word. But I don't know how you don't know, especially if you're following his own podcast news. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that created the revealing of it, right? I think we didn't know until he started talking about it what was wrong, why Cat missed the game for personal reasons. And then it came out why he didn't miss it for personal reasons. So, of course, he had to have known that.
So, he's either lying to us or he's ignorant. You obviously make the decision on your own. That's number one. Number two, he doubles down after saying, yeah, that sucks that somebody died. He goes, this is what I heard. And you could hear the laugh in his voice. He just wouldn't give it up.
Mm.
Bro, Dre, like seriously, he didn't miss the game because he's scared of Jimmy Butler. He faced Jimmy Butler this season. Didn't he play well in that game? Like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about,
right,
or why you find it he's so freaking funny.
He's trolling.
Well, do we not stop trolling once we heard there was a death involved?
Yeah.
Is that not the moment we say, I'm going to take a break from this?
You should, but he didn't.
He chose not to.
Yes.
Then he says, it's inevitable we all die. I mean, bro, we obviously that is true. Death is a part of it. We're all going to die, okay? We're going to bury loved ones. We're all going to get buried. We get it. Is that really the moment to say it?
I didn't mind that part of what he was saying.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Because he's just stating a fact. Like, we're all going to deal with death in our families and our lives, and it sucks. And he expressed his condolences and his I don't know if it was heartfelt, but at least he reached out and said he's sorry for that and sorry for their loss. But it's a fact.
I know it's a fact, happen. But like came across, maybe this is my issue.
It's only,
it didn't come it, across hard.
It came across as douchey because he kept using it as a platform to promote his podcast.
Right, and that's the last part. He said twice, podcast must go on. Like, dude, right. This bothered me, and I shouldn't be bothered. I really shouldn't. I should say, who cares? He's doing this on purpose.
Boycott
but I don't know why it annoyed
boycott
me.
Boycott his podcast. Just don't listen to it.
I can't do that. What if there's good content? I still have to listen to it. So that's for everyone to determine on their own, okay? You could disagree with me and say, nah, Draymond, just having fun. You're being so sensitive, Evan. You're so whatever. I'm being honest. Everything he said annoyed me in that clip. Everything. This is what I heard. We all die. Draymond and Baron Davis podcast must go on. Like, everything about it was, and I'll tell you something else, one last thing about this. Tommy and I and you, we had like a disagreement late in yesterday's show because Tommy was like, man, I'm so sick of Steph Curry. Someone's got to take him out. And I was like, dude, come on. He's just celebrating. He's a great player. Shut up. If there is a human being on a basketball floor that that has earned getting punked, that is earned.
Right, but who's going to do it? That's the problem. Draymond Green has he's a tough guy, right? That's what he. That's
you know
what,
who should do
that's
it?
That's where he made his hay.
I got it.
He was the disruptor.
The guy who should do it is Karl Anthony Towns. Cat should go right up to him and say, what'd you say?
Mm.
Like, no, say it to my face. I'm curious. So you think I'm scared of that guy? And point to Jimmy Butler. Mm. Think I'm scared of that guy? Say it to me. And let Draymond say it, because Draymond is a tough guy. He'll probably say, yeah, if you're scared of, and then take him out. Or do what you got to do. Maybe don't take him out. That's too harsh. Push him. Give me a little push. And then security gets involved.
Yeah, what the heck is that going to do?
I don't know.
Just let him be thought of as ignorant. That's how you.
Is that how you would handle
that's
it?
That's how I would handle it. I mean, there's no point in getting into a pointless fight with Draymond Green just to say you got into a fight. I respected my honor.
Type of thing.
It doesn't make any sense.
I am a hypocrite because I am 5'9". I'm a little overweight right now, so I would not pick a fight with someone. But if I was 7 foot and I was Cat, I'd get in his face. If I had his body, I'd go right up to him and say, what'd you say? You think I'm scared of that? You think I'm scared of that? And then don't even point to Jimmy Butler. Show him the picture with his hair out. And be like, you think I'm scared of that? Oh, you do I? Okay. and then I would, you know, because I'm Cat, right. I'm not Evan. Then I would be tough,
right?
And then Draymond would laugh at you and walk away.
Yeah, that's why there's two schools of thoughts when you're dealing with a bully. You either play his game, which is what I think he wants, is to get Cat out of his game and to go after him. What Cat should do is drop 44 in his face and skip around like that dope that his teammates with.
Don't attack Steph.
No.
He's done nothing wrong here.
He's not a jerk like Draymond, like a legit jerk, but he rubs it in and he's allowed to get away with that. So they're both jerks. So I would just, you know, let him have it next week.
Hey, for the record, when Steph was dancing in Brooklyn last night, respected the hell out of it. I just want to let you know. Let's get to your calls.
Well, you needed the tank to stay alive.
Is that what it was? I respect his greatness. That half-court shot that he hit at the end of the first half was just so stupid.
I mean, it was one-handed. It was ridiculous. it made no sense.
It was. I saw it happen, and I thought to myself, boy, if this was 4 years ago, I'd throw something at the TV.
Yeah.
But because we're tanking, I just laughed. Like, I literally just started cracking up, saying, this is ridiculous. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. Lot on the table, including a big trivia competition in 27 minutes, which we're all very excited about. Ed is calling from Elizabeth. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
Good. What's up?
These are for my call, and the reason why I can make this statement, I'm a college basketball coach. The offense the Knicks are running at the end of the game, granted, get Jalen going to the goal. That's great.
Right.
But got Carl Anthony Towns standing around.
Yep.
You got him in poor spots to get the ball.
I know.
I mean, I'm watching the game last night. He's screening for Jalen, and it's not like maybe he should flare away or whatever. The guy that's playing Anthony Towns is helping on the screen. He's getting back to Carl. But Carl don't get the ball.
But you know what else, Ed? And I promised I wouldn't pick on last night because I don't think it's fair to Cap, but I do want to use it as an example.
Yeah.
When Jalen went down with the injury and there was still 50 seconds left and then they still had multiple possessions, dude, he barely touched the basketball.
Okay, but I think that's because they know what they want to do in that moment.
So it's not get the ball in the hands of your best player still on the floor?
I think it's the offense that they want to run. And so it puts Cat in a position, as our last caller was just talking about, to be the screener. And you're helping someone else facilitate action to the goal.
Can't happen anymore.
I agree, but like at the end of games, Jalen Brunson is who you want the balls in his hands. And so he goes down, there's a minute left. Are you drawing it up on the, like, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I want now, moving forward. I want Cat to demand the freaking ball late in these games. Demand it in the post. I don't think use his body, use his size, and be a bully. He can be that player.
I don't think it's that kind of dynamic with this team.
But it can be, especially with Jalen out. I'm talking about this new world where Brunson's probably not playing for some period of time.
I get the sense that Tibbs has his way of doing things, and if you're not going to buy into it, you're not going
to
play.
Let's go to Jordan and Baldwin. How are you, Jordan?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki.
All's good, man. What's up?
Big fans. I just want to say thanks for informing me about that Draymond stuff. I wasn't really aware of that. I just really want to rant about him. I think he's just trying to claw onto, like, relativity. He rode the coattails of Steph, Durant, and Clay. I know he's equally talented, but, man, Cat's faced so much death and adversity in his family. To come out and just, like, talk down about death and try and talk about death to Cat, I just feel like that's very poor taste. I'm like,
He wants to be the heel of the NBA.
I get it. He wants to be the heel, but like, dude, you're a bum. Like, go to your team. Just go do what you got to do. Like I don't know. You got to be like seen as a heel because you know everyone loves him. He's so popular. He's great at what he does. Like you know, you can't be a heel if you're like irrelevant on your squad.
Well, I wouldn't say he's irrelevant on his squad, but I understand what you're saying. He's not Steph. He's not a superstar. I didn't even think about it that way, and I got to give our last caller credit. Even though earlier in the show I mentioned that Cat's gone through, unfortunately, a lot of death in his family, I didn't even think about it when Draymond was saying, people die, it's part of life.
Yeah.
I think that makes it worse. You're talking to a guy who knows more about death than a lot of people.
Right.
And I'm not going to say Draymond because I don't know Draymond personally. I don't know what he's gone through in his life. But I'll tell you right now, Cat knows a lot more about death than I do. I mean, hearing the
from
story.
From the pandemic and then obviously this most recent situation. It's been devastating. It's
horrible.
So I think you have to chalk it up to Draymond being ignorant of what's going on. He doesn't care about people's lives like that. He cares about the perception that he's making and how he's looked at and hate me if you want to, I'm still going to get in your face type of thing. That's how he played the game. And I think it's just his personality.
I don't mind how he is playing the game that way.
Like, but this, I think he looks at this media world that's around the game for him, because that's what he's going to do.
Sure.
Like, when he's retired.
Sure.
He looks at it just like he looked at the game, right? It's not personal. It's just how he plays that game as well. He's a jerk like that.
Right.
And he's okay with it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care if you like him. He doesn't care if you want to spit in his face. He'll smile at you if you go and scream at him.
There are certain heels that play it well, like The Rock. You know?
That's a heel.
Because you like the likable heel. Roman Reigns.
You want the likable heel.
Likable heel.
He is a non-likable heel.
He's a heel. He's a heely heel. Let's go to Mark in Syosset. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well, guys. Good afternoon. Yeah, Evan, I agree completely with you with Draymond Green. First of all, he's been the villain forever.
Right.
Second of all, what he did was attack Kat's character, attack his, you know, it really basically committed what I would say is defamation. He defamed the guy. And I would just sue him. I really would. I said, this is ridiculous. And I think he's doing
it.
Absolutely sue him. But he's doing it for this reason, I think. He's posturing for a job at the NBA when he's done with his career to be the bad guy on TV.
And you know what? He's going to get it, and he's actually going to be good at it.
Yeah.
There are going to be moments where you're like, yeah. I just think that one was in very, very poor taste.
We're also in a, this is just sports talk media. We are in now a world where that type of behavior gets rewarded. It gets clicks, it gets attention,
no doubt. And
you get money for it. So guess what? If you keep allowed, and he's allowed to have a platform, he's entitled to his opinions, but if we keep giving people like him more opportunities and podcasts and people that have those type of opinions, this is what you get.
So does that
you get
mean,
wrapped up in the character.
So
and you know what?
Mean,
you don't draw a line.
Does that mean we made a mistake by bringing... Because our last caller said, or two callers ago said something that sort of made me feel good, but then I realized maybe I don't feel good about it, which is I didn't know about this story. You guys brought it to my attention and it pissed him off. So did we make a mistake yesterday, late in the show, by even playing the clip of him besmirching Kat's character? And have we made yet another mistake today playing his response?
No, because that's our part of our jobs is to react to stuff like that. And obviously the reporter that asked him knew about it. It's going to get out there on the internet either way. My point is that you just get, that's just the world we're in now, where you could just say whatever about whoever and you get rewarded.
I think, and look, I look at what you say, Teak, and I, with all jokes aside, I trust you on this because you are a guy that played, and I'm sure there were moments where you wanted to punch somebody in the face, but you're and you played a very physical sport. So I guess the way I look at Karl Anthony Towns, I don't want to crush his play for last night because I understand he's a human being who missed a game because of a personal issue. Mm-hmm. We know about the funeral now, and last night he wasn't Kat. He sucked last night. Like, it's obvious. I don't want to go over and over that because it's one game. So I'd prefer to go over his other failures in the fourth quarter as opposed to last night. So moving forward, starting tonight in LA, we need to see a more vicious,
I don't think you're
going to
get that, though.
And a dominant Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah, we can.
But you're asking for something that's not in his personality.
Can I tell you why
and
I disagree?
It's just, I don't see this happening. I know you can scream and yell for it, but it's... A guy has to play the way that he's comfortable. And Karl Anthony Towns is not comfortable playing bully ball
or being
an antagonist.
No, but forget the antagonist. You're right. I'm not talking about punching him in the face. I'm talking about in the first three quarters of games, he does exert his physicality. Mm. He won't get pushed off the block. Like, there are moments where Karl Anthony Towns will be the tougher player. It's just usually in the first three quarters of games. We need to see that late. We need to see him exert himself late in the basketball game. So forget the punching, forget the pushing, forget being a guy he's not.
Right.
How about late in games, he's the guy he is at the beginning of games? That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's fair. And maybe that's what Tibbs, without Jalen Brunson available for who knows how long now, because we haven't had an update yet, maybe that's what Tibbs will lean on. Right? But heretofore, it hasn't been the coach's desire to have that happen.
Well, it's going to have to change. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back. More thoughts on this. Plus, you're welcome. And if you're not sure why, you'll hear why in just a few minutes. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. So over the last 2 days, I made a point about Josh Hart One was just factually based, that he had gone over a month without having a game where he had made multiple threes in the same game, and he was dealing with a crisis of confidence. Just backed up on the data, 10 for his last 49 from three. So I made that point on Wednesday. On Thursday, the end of yesterday's show, I said, you know, I got this feeling. Because I pointed out his struggles, tonight's the night to bet Josh Hart making multiple threes. If you don't believe me, here's the conversation briefly from the end of yesterday's program.
I have a feeling, especially after bringing it up, after addressing it, that Josh Hart will make two threes tonight. So if you go on your sportsbook app right now, you can make that bet.
You're welcome. That's all I'll say. Nothing else needs to be said.
Thank you, Evan.
Josh made two threes. Didn't make three threes. He made two threes. Mm-hmm. I made the bet. I'm happy. Lugie, you made the bet?
Of course I did.
You're happy?
Very happy.
You're welcome. Sean, did you make the bet?
Plus 250, I did.
You're welcome. Wow. Tiki does not bet.
I do not.
But you would have bet.
I would have.
I would have. So for everybody out there, just remember.
I don't know what I'm telling you to remember.
You're welcome.
No, because bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly, yes. Now, Tommy, you stayed up until after 1 a.m. last
night.
Sure did. Very proud of you for that. Your thoughts on the conclusion of what was, as you labeled it on social media, the worst loss of the season.
Yeah, last night was absolutely the worst loss of the season, especially when you factor in Jalen's injury. But even if it wasn't for Jalen getting hurt, I still thought that was the worst loss of the season. And to me, at the end of the game, and if we don't want to single out Cat, I totally understand that. I totally respect that, that he's got things on his mind. Absolutely, some things are bigger than what's going on at a basketball court, for sure. But I'm just going to couple him in with the entire team. When Jalen Brunson goes out at the end of the game, is that Draymond calling you?
It's actually the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not
the
even
Brooklyn
joking.
Nets are gonna... Maybe they could get a hand in Steph's face before the end of the half, but it's a half-court shot.
There was a man in his
there
face.
There was a hand in it, exactly.
That's why you push him to the ground so he doesn't make a mockery of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then he's just shooting three free throws.
And that didn't frustrate you? That I was watching that because I had the Nets in the first half, by the way. Another
you because
bet
he threw it one-handed, like, let me just throw this thing up there.
Because he's comfortable. Right. That's my overall point, is that Steph Curry's way too comfortable playing basketball. People should make him uncomfortable. All right, I digress. Back to the Knicks. When Jalen goes down, and I understand that the Knicks are built in close games, that Jalen gets the ball, he's clutch, and everybody sort of watches him dribble around and shoot, much like they did with Carmelo Anthony, and Jalen's great at that. But once Jalen goes down, I'm sorry. I like Deuce McBride. Deuce McBride should not have the ball in his hands taking that shot. So whether it's Cat, whether it's Bridges, whether it's Josh, whether it's OG, if Evan all of a sudden had to run to the bathroom because he has neurovirus, we can't have dead air. Someone has to step up and talk. You're our leader, but when the leader goes down, somebody else has to grab the basketball on the road against a good Laker team. And whether it was Cat, whether it was Bridges, whether it was OG, whether it was Josh, Deuce McBride was the only guy sitting there taking the shot. I was like, you cannot be serious.
Don't get crazy about it. They play tonight, and let's see how they play. Minus Jalen Brunson,
and hopefully
especially
without,
in the clutch.
And hopefully without, I think Jalen, first of all, I think Jalen will be back as soon as humanly possible because that's the kind of player he is. And I think he just holds this personally to where he needs to lead this team. But let's say he misses a week. This will allow, hopefully, other players to step up. So when they are clutch moments, somebody will want the basketball in his hands. Because I honestly don't care who has it as long as they hit the shot.
I think it's just that you know that they can do it and that they will.
Right.
That's what this opportunity for however long Jalen Brunson is out. That's what this provides.
Yeah.
That's what this creates. Who's taking that shot?
Whether it's Mikal, whether it's Cat, it just should not be on Deuce McBride.
You need guys to step up. I heard Gio say it this morning. I couldn't disagree with him more, but he is a Knicks fan who said there could be a positive out of this because of what you described of guys needing to step up. I completely disagree. Not that guys won't step up or it's good to see guys step up. I don't want my best player out. There's nothing good about Jalen Brunson being hurt.
You can't help that. So the only thing you can do is try to find a way to benefit from it.
Of course. I just don't think there really is any good that comes out of it.
This is what I
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
And we'll see now.
No, you're right. There isn't. Because you're going to lose games you shouldn't.
If Jalen misses some time here, I'll quote, we just lost him recently, Gene Hackman in The Replacements. Winners want the ball at the end of the game.
I agree.
So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I think you got to ask yourself a question. Are Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns winners? And I think we're going to start to get more information about that over the next couple of weeks. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Hey, guys. So I was also with Tommy and you at that Nets first half. The New York hangover was very real for the Warriors. They were a little sluggish out of the gate. But as far as the Knicks go, you know, the old saying is that expectation is the thief of joy, right? And when the expectations of the teams are high, and, you know, it goes to the Yankees too. Like, if Judge goes out this season and has 75 homers and 200 RBIs, you're going to have so many people saying, well, let's see him do it in October. Let's see him do it in October.
Yeah.
Because for the Yankees, being the team they are, we expect them to be there. The Knicks, I think, this year, they added Kat, they added Bridges. I think that inside that room, they just felt like they got better. They were in a spot where I feel like last year, the only reason they went down was because of attrition. And I think the mindset for them is, okay, just get into the playoffs. So even as a fan, when I see Brunson go down, you know, as long as it's nothing serious, I kind of just shrug it off. I'm like, who really cares until we get to May and we're in the playoffs? Because, I mean, the one thing that does concern you is their performances against the good teams. But I don't think the regular season really means all that much to these guys right now.
I think as a fan, I'll speak from a fan perspective, because once you taste the playoffs, and I've been lucky enough, not this year, but I've been lucky enough in the past to experience that, you start to become more stoic about what the regular season means, which is you watch every game if you choose to. You care about the results, but the big picture is the big picture. And the big picture is, as crazy as you guys get about losing to good teams, it don't mean anything. Like, you can get all crazy about it. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And that's positive now that I'm saying that to you.
Unless it's affecting their confidence when it matters.
I just don't buy that, though.
I don't either. I'm just saying. That's the only reason it would matter, is that they go in thinking they're losing. But this team doesn't have those kind of personalities.
I agree.
Josh Hart's definitely not that way. Brunson isn't. I don't know. We don't know Kat well enough, but I would assume he's not either. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anybody's defeatist on this Knicks
Which
team.
Is why I don't think those losses are the end of the world. I think what's important, what matters more than anything else, is playing your best basketball at the right time and being healthy at the right time. Jalen Brunson missing weeks could derail that. It could derail, A, playing your best basketball at the right time, especially if he has to come back like a week before the playoffs,
right.
And B, what if he's not ready for the playoffs? And those are the two things that matter a lot more than the way they collapsed last night. Like, yes, they collapsed last night. What I'm also telling you is, a week from now, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You're going to think about it last night because you stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning and you're pissed off about the way it ended. I get it. But in the whole grand scheme of things, and you start to realize this when you're a perennial playoff team, which the Knicks now are, you start to realize, okay, what does it really mean? Nick's on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Nick?
Peek, what's going on, guys?
All
Happy
good.
Friday to you.
Likewise, man.
Awesome. Listen, I just wanted to, you know, bring up, let's not forget that Karl Anthony Towns did go, you know, toe-to-toe with Joel Embiid on, you know, that little rumble underneath the basket. So I do think that he's got the physicality.
Yeah.
I just don't think that he's got the mentality portion of it.
Mm.
I think he was reacting like a flight or fight type thing with what happened with Embiid. But I don't see him being that type of dude to go out there getting somebody's jaw and get nitty gritty with them. Other than that, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Nick. No, I mean, it's, there are certain guys, and Draymond's actually one of them, especially when he was in his prime, where he was the instigator. Like,
yeah.
He was intentionally trying to disrupt your mind by being whatever, physical, et cetera, on the court. I played with a bunch of guys like this. I played against a couple of guys like this where they just talked nonstop, and they were physical for no reason, just to mess with your mind, and it takes you out of your game. Cat's not that. He's I don't want to say he's a finesse player, because he can get physical, but he's a mix of a finesse and a post presence, right? So it's not something he wants to do, to mix it up with guys. At least that's not what we've seen consistently in his career.
We'll get back to your calls in a little bit, but when we come back, the time has arrived. It's Tiki Barber Presents Trivia Jeopardy between Sean Morash and Sal Licata.
I'm a fat moron. Intellectually bankrupt.
And yes, I know you've all been asking for it. There is a theme song. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.